this broken heart of mine. This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Presque au bout du rouleau, pas encore fou mais bientôt. On m'a mis à genoux, c'est qu'on était jaloux. Une envie de crier fort, girl faut faire des efforts. C'est tout, le mal est partout, j'ai fait le tour.
We wildin', it's getting hot this summer, we ain't outside. Ooh. Baby girl got style, she's stylish. Ooh. Ready for the long haul, ain't no flight. Ooh. She just wanna dance, dance for a while. She just in a mood, wanna groove, wanna move. She back it up and I grab it, I'm loving it. Call this bluff. Ooh. Baby girl tryna know what's up. No. Yeah. My baby doesn't go out much. She said I get the same outcome. She used to party with the talcum. Whip it. All in the middle like Malcolm. Ooh. She just wanna dance, dance for a while. She just in a mood, wanna grow, wanna move. She back it up and I grab it, I'm loving it. Just wanna have fun with it. Back it up and I grab it, I'm loving it. Baby girl, just wanna have fun.
baby girl, just trying to have fun with it.
This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and that is a song called Baby Girl by Bryce Vine. Bryce Vine is an American rapper and singer from New York, New York, and talks about the song and says that they were in Miami at a club, which is rare for that particular person. New York meets Miami. I guess it can happen. But thought that there needed to be something a little bit more deep and a little bit more about having deep fun. Not really sure what deep fun really means, but I think it means like conscious fun. Just before that, you heard music from Lou and Yakazua. Amigo featuring Joey Badass is the song, and this is an artist who spent a lot of time between Congo, Belgium, and Rwanda and studied philosophy and music theory. And it was always a dream of hers to pursue a career in music. Here we go, 7 EPs and 52 titles later. That's what you get. All right, now we got a song from Mr. Suga, Built Like Bannock on the Jukebox. This is ska, reggae, hip-hop, punk, rock, all mixed together via Mississauga and North Bay. This is three high school homies on the Jukebox.
Oh, yeah, Funky Brown, about to show 'em how to rez.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Bye. you can do it. Whoa. All by yourself. But I find it's just so fine. All alone. And so fine.
That's the incredible Frazee Ford, and she's from the west coast of Canada. She is an incredible singer-songwriter. I ran into her at the Regina Folk Festival last summer, and we got to hang out, and maybe we'll do something together in the future. I would really love that. She's excellent. That was Running. Some more music coming up on the show from Down Under. We've got Baker Boy and Ride. Najiwan also has something to offer, a song called Land of Skoden. The album is an incredible feat that just came out in 2023. The record is called The Great Sea. And this is truly an experience that you'll really want to get involved in. From Northwestern Ontario, Najiwan. I've always liked the original version of the song, but it's been covered by the Flying Stars of Brooklyn. This was released in 2017, and Duran Jones has this singer in the band called Aaron Fraser. He's from Brooklyn, New York, and I guess Brooklyn's come up a couple times in this show, but Aaron Fraser has a sultry and smooth R&B voice. You're going to really dig this. An incredible falsetto as well. Wild West End, from one of my favorites, Dire Straits, released the year I was born, 1978, the self-titled debut album by this incredible artists, Mark Knopfler and his brother and the rest of them, Pick Withers on bass and stuff like that. Well, Wild West End is about being in London and a very trendy part of London and all the tourists and the people living in that area. It's got a great groove. Here it is on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
When Mallory McDuff sat down to write about women taking climate action, she did not want to focus only on famous scientists and activists.
It was important to me to have those stories, but I also wanted to have stories of people that are well-known in their local communities, but not across the country.
McDuff is a professor of environmental education at Warren Wilson College and the author of Love Your Mother, a new book chronicling 50 women climate leaders, one in each of the 50 states. The book profiles some well-known researchers, like atmospheric scientist Catherine Hayhoe and marine biologist Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. But it also includes stories of people like Jess Benjamin, a sculptor who makes art about water and drought, and Kendra Pinto, a clean air and water advocate from the Navajo Nation.
And so there's a lot of stories of grassroots community leaders that people may not have heard of. There are poets, there are community organizers, teachers, educators, students, farmers.
McDuff says this diversity is important. Each woman brings something unique to the climate movement.
the lesson to me was every one of us, there's an intersection with what our strengths are and what the world needs to confront the climate emergency.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.